From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, here's my biggest concern, guys, and Avery, Grace, I'm a little concerned about this. So a lot of people say, well, you should just dismiss what Gnet and Facebook have done to you. And yeah, they may have labeled you an extremist group. They may have said that you are a part of, that I, yours truly, am a part of a violent extremist group called QAnon. And just kind of laugh it off. But the reality is, what happens, guys, if I've got to fly down to Dallas in a couple of days and TSA stops me? I mean, am I flagged somewhere as like an extremist? Are they going to haul me into that little, you know, the white room without any windows?
That sounds very uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I was going to say, that's a really good point, actually, to bring up. Because, I mean, you know, quote unquote, Big Brother's always watching, you know, the internet.
I feel like this is the stuff we used to laugh about and say could never happen, right?
It's unbelievable.
Getting closer and closer.
If you are just now tuning in, one of our listeners sent us a note in the last hour, said, Todd, I just tried to search for you on Facebook, and when your name popped up, so did a warning label that from Facebook saying that you were associated with QAnon and that I was an advocate or a supporter of violent extremism. And
after, you know, when all the protests and riots first started, you were very against it. Yes, 100% a dangerous and violent threat, Facebook. Thank you very much.
You know, I'm so glad we have Jeremy Dice on the Liberty University newsmaker line. Jeremy is with First Liberty Institute. And Jeremy, I normally have never asked you for legal advice on air. But this is a troubling thing that has happened.
Well, take two tablets and call me in the morning.
Holy cow. All right. So we may have to do that actually, because this is just nuts that Facebook would just randomly label somebody like me a member of QAnon. I don't even know what the group is.
I'm with you. Me either.
All right. Jeremy, good to have you with us today. A big story, and we're breaking this story today on the Todd Starnes radio program, involving a situation around students' religious expression in Valdosta City Schools. Valdosta, Georgia, there in South Georgia, home of the delicious, that's Vidalia. That's not the never mind. I was trying to. Jeremy, I'm sorry. It's late in the day, and I'm just botching this interview here. What's going on in Valdosta, Georgia?
Valdosta is home of King Frog. Remember that? Not the onions. That's Vidalia.
That's
King
Vidalia.
Frog outlets down there in South Georgia. Been through there many times myself. But yeah, look, what's going on is what's happening. It seems to happen every single time around this year, time of this year rather, where you have students who want to open their meetings, or in this case, they want to pray over the loudspeaker prior to their football game. You know, something we've been doing for, you know, most of our history as a country. As long as there's been high school football, there has been prayers before those games, it seems like. And that continues to pose a concern for those who, well, just don't like any kind of reference to religion in the public square. So my understanding is that the Valdosta City Schools received a letter with a wagging finger towards them for allowing these students to do that very thing. And so we sent them a letter just to say, look, we want to make sure you have the right information. And not only the right information, but you need to understand that the 11th Circuit, which covers Georgia and Florida and Alabama, take a very permissive view of student religious speech, especially speech that occurs on football fields and things like that. And we recommended that they follow a policy that the state of Texas adopted back in 2007, I think it was, called the Student Religious Viewpoint Act, which protects student religious speech on campus, including if before a football game. And so there's a way to do this in a way that is both respectful of student religious liberty and all the concerns raised by others that don't need to be a concern, of course, but let's do it, and let's do it right, decently, and in good order.
So it seems like the school district in this particular case, you know, they want to do the right thing, but that maybe they just don't know what to do or what the right thing is to do.
Yeah, my biggest concern, whether it's Valdosta City Schools or really any other school district in the country, is that they get a really one-sided letter from a group that's got a vested interest in driving religion from the public square. and they just simply follow that without much thought about it. Here, I think they've got really good local council that want to do the right thing. We just wanted to come alongside the city schools and say, here's how you do the right thing. Here's how you protect, maximally protect, the religious liberty of your students and the expression that they make according to their religious beliefs on campus, everywhere on campus. So rather than just limit the protection of student speech over a loudspeaker prior to a football game, why don't we look at other contexts here as well? You know, homeroom and history class and student assignments, graduation time. Let's make sure we have a well-orbed, fully orbed policy in place so that this isn't ever a concern in the future. I mean, that policy that's adopted here in the state of Texas, well, it's never even been challenged. It's so good. And so I think if they adopt that policy, and really any city or state or county school system can adopt that same policy, and they should, because we want to maximize the protection of freedom in this country, not minimize it.
On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, Jeremy Dice from First Liberty Institute, one of the nation's top law firms handling these kinds of religious liberty cases. Jeremy, what I find fascinating is that this fight goes on. It's not as if, okay, Trump was elected, religious liberty is protected. This is something that you guys are fighting every single day.
Yeah, because we have to. Let's not forget what Ronald Reagan said, that freedom is only one generation away from being removed from all of us. It's up to you and I to renew our commitment to that cause of freedom every single generation and transmit it to our children. It doesn't come through the bloodstream. We actually have to do the hard work of teaching them what freedom actually means, because if we don't, he said, we will one day wake up and wonder what happened to the United States of America in a land that used to be free. And so that's you and I's job. And thankfully, Mom and Dad, this is a pretty simple thing for us to do. When you sit down at dinner time, talk to your kids about freedom. When you go for a run with them in the morning or you go to their ball game, talk to them about what it means to be a citizen of this country and exercise the precious freedoms that you and I have that are very unique in the history of the world. This is a grand privilege that you and I get to give to our future generations to preserve not only our freedom, but the freedom of our children, our grandchildren, and I hope our great-great-great-grandchildren.
Well said, Jeremy. Where can folks go if they want to get more information about the Valdosta case? Or maybe they want to help you guys out as you continue to take good care of people of faith around the country.
Go to firstliberty.org and sign up for our insider newsletter. There's all kinds of great information that will help you start those discussions with your kids at the dinner table and preserve freedom for the next generation at firstliberty.org.
All right. It's a great story. Great work that you guys are doing. Jeremy, as always, we appreciate your great wisdom.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Jeremy Dice. First Liberty Institute, good guy, one of the good guys out there. And again, he's right. We have to be diligent, folks. Just because you have a Republican in the White House doesn't mean that religious liberty is somehow no longer under attack. All right. I want to, let's take some calls here. Let's go to Nancy in Benton, Arkansas. Nancy has been holding on since like yesterday, listening to us on KARN. Nancy, thanks for holding on. What is on your mind?
Well, if I can open, I know you said something about the last interview, so I'm just going to take the opportunity to kind of recap on where I was at. The opening scenario that you gave about the mother with the child and the stroller and our freedom and liberty being attacked, I think was just spot on when it comes to women. You know, the horns don't come out until things are really in danger. And when it comes to your other callers, they really had some great points. And I thought your girl in the sorority girl doesn't have any kind of retaliation. And you're right. Those people are not her friends if they're treating her that way. You know, we laugh about the situation of being labeled certain things, just like you have this situation with QAnon now. And, you know, we didn't laugh when, we didn't pay attention, really, when Roger Stone was taken, General Flynn, all these different things. And I think with Donald Trump and the debate, I got a feeling they're probably going to mute his mic and say it's technical difficulties. I wouldn't put it past anybody.
Well, and, that's a good point.
But I would, well, and I really think that if we saw one person who's with this Russia hoax or anything else that we've seen in the past 4 years, really, if we saw one person in handcuffs, it would reinstate the hopefulness of justice and seeing that everybody needs to standard of law and what we need to do with people and accountability. And I think if one person had handcuffs on, that would be a moot point when it came to the debate. But I do tweet him on a pretty regular basis. I'm retired military, and I made a point that with everything that's happened, and I wish you all the best with the situation with Facebook, we should not have to hire attorneys to clear our names because somebody labeled us something else. That's just wrong, and that's not America.
Nancy, let me tell you what. Nancy, let me tell you what happened with us because sure. we were fighting for a good 5 years. We've been fighting with Wikipedia, and right. you know, a lot of people when they want to find out about somebody, they go to Wikipedia, and if you go to somebody's Wikipedia page, all of their accomplishments, all of these things are listed there. But what they did with my page is they allowed these radicals, these leftists, to go in. And smear
right.
me
and
with all these. That's
yeah.
right. And so we started calling out Wikipedia, and we said, no, this is not accurate. And we
right.
provided the links, the whole nine yards. And they still would not do it. And we finally, Nancy, I told them, I said, look, if we have to, we will take you to court over this. You are going to fix this.
Right.
Nancy, you know what they did? They blocked me. I am now banned
right.
from making any changes on my own page.
Wow. It's just like Facebook doesn't have a customer service. You know, if they do what they do, there's no one to talk to. They don't, you know, it's a blank wall. They don't want a wall, but they treat us as if there is no, you know, no person on the receiving end. And it's terrible. And, you know, my philosophy is this. If we elect Biden, if somebody elects Biden, I'm certainly not. I was first in line on Monday morning to do my ticket. But then you hire the politician, you're going back to politics. You rehire the businessman, and we're open for business. And that's just my philosophy on it, you know, with getting back to business, getting back to where you can stand. They've taken away our identity with masks. They've taken away our handshake. You know, it used to be a man's handshake was his word. They've taken that all away, and it's all become a word game. What is. And everything else, you know, with the situation. And I had told your lady that when we first got on, you had brought up that Chris Rock had said, you know, we should look at Michelle and Barry Obama as you know, parents. I had told her, I said, well, we used to look up to Bill Cosby as being the parents, and look at what happened. You know, there's a lot of people that are pretty shady, and they're hiding behind these masks of you know, but when you see Donald Trump, who has raised his children, been a successful man, I just really think you were so spot on your opening statement, because he has stood for our country, and I've been watching him for 30 years, and I was born, you know, just before Kennedy was assassinated, and that let a lot of people know that there was more people in charge than
sure.
what we thought.
Well,
and I really think that with Donald Trump and a re-election, which I pray for every day, that he will, you know, get us back on a smoother path so that we can sort a lot of this out and kind of maybe we're not going back in time for the civil liberties and the things that people have, you know, the rights to do. But I also think that it kind of puts us on a reset. Maybe it would erase some of the cocaine addict of the 80s and the party stuff of that, so that parents really recognize that, you know, it's not about partying and iPhones. It's about raising your children and making sure that they've got a path. It's going to be
Nancy, let me jump in here because look, I get it. I mean, you're absolutely right, and I mean, we are moving to a time where they are taking away our identities. You know, when you everybody wearing the face mask, everybody looks alike. You know, you're right, they take away the handshake. And they're trying to take away our individuality, and that's tragic because we're allowing them to do it. Nancy, I hate to do this, but we've got a skedaddle. Great call, though. I want you to give us a holler back. Love your insight. All right, folks, we'll be right back. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
We'll be right back. right. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Checking out FoxNews.com. By the way, can I just say something about Fox News? They've been doing a pretty darn good job lately of breaking the latest intel info on this Joe Biden, Hunter Biden scandal. And it'll be interesting to see how all of this plays out. I got to tell you, if I was Trump, I would. If you want to touch on it, okay, Mr. President. But if I were you, I would steer clear of that like Jeffrey Toobin in a Zoom call. I really would. I would just stay as far away from that as humanly possible. Leslie Stahl, we had the video up on our website, toddstarnes.com. Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes claims that President Trump stormed out. He stormed out of an interview at the White House. Trump, in response, says, well, she wasn't wearing a face mask. Why? I mean, we don't know where Leslie Stahl has been. We don't know what she's been breathing on or what's been breathing on her. We don't want her diseased, leftist breath with a little spittle spewing out and possibly infecting our president. Come on, what's wrong with you people over there at 60 Minutes? So Mark Meadows says, well, wait a second. The reason why the president ended this thing, it was like a 45-minute interview. And what is the name of the program? Grace Baker, what is the name of the program on CBS?
60 Minutes.
It's 60 Minutes. So how is it that you got 45 minutes out of your 60 Minutes with an interview with Leslie Stahl? And her diseased breath, allegedly.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be with it. I think I'd use the coronavirus as an excuse to stay 6 feet away
from
her. I'd
be getting out of there. Back it up, ma'am. Ma'am, just back it up. As a leader of the free world, you're breathing on. We don't need any of that. Nobody stanky. Wants that nasty, stanky breath
hand
around
her a,
here.
Hand her a piece of gum for that interview.
That's right. What's that, Orbitz? You got the
Orbitz sugar-free.
The dirty breath. Dirty mouth. Dirty mouth. So anyway, so the president is threatening. I guess the president was like secretly filming the 60 Minutes crew as they were filming him, and he's threatening to release the whole video. I think he ought to do it.
Had a guy crouching in the corner with a cell phone.
He was pulling a James Comey. He's like in the curtains, just kind of peeking out with the cell phone.
I can see it now.
I wonder if Hogan Gidley was involved in that. Anyway. We'll see how that goes. Can I just say something here? Well, of course I can. I run the show. It's my show. I can say whatever I want. So let me just say this. If you are the president of the United States, why are you sitting down with these people doing these interviews at this late date? You know they're just looking for the gotcha stuff. You know they're just... So again, this goes back to the broader question. What's up with the Trump campaign? Not the president. But the people in charge of his campaign, I mean, really, Biden has almost three times as much cash on hand as the Trump campaign. I mean, they're putting the president out there doing these interviews with these leftists. I mean, who's making those decisions and who thought that was a good idea? All right. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We'll be right back. Kimberly Guilfoyle's taken up the cause. So she says, Starnes, you're not an extremist. You're nice. You're a nice extremist. I'm like, thank you, Kimberly Guilfoyle. I'm not sure that's helpful, but thank you. That's very kind of you. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us. Busy day tomorrow, debate day. We're going to break it all down, give you a big preview, and talk about the big night. I got to say, I don't know what to expect, folks, except that the moderator is going to go after President Trump. I suspect she's going to be muting him around the clock. And I sincerely doubt we're going to hear legitimate questions asked of Joe Biden, especially when it comes to his tax plans, which will decimate not only the wealthy, but the middle class in America. And here to help us figure all of this out is a member of the Trump advisory team. You know him very well. You've seen him on Fox News Channel, the former head honcho over at CKE Restaurants. They're the folks that do Hardee's. They had a great pork chop biscuit back in the day, but I digress. Andy Puzder is on the Newsmaker line. Andy, good to have you back with us.
It's great to be here, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Hey, look, I thought, you know, a lot of people don't like to do the deep dive into to economics, but I thought Fitty, you know, 50 Cent, Fitty, I thought did a terrific job of breaking this down for the American people.
You know, it's funny. I have a 22-year-old son who said his friends were all, you know, I don't know, so whatever social media branch they were using, were all communicating last night about this and about how ridiculous it was that taxes would be 62% in New York or California. Yeah, his comments really broke it down for people, and I've got to hope, I hope people see it, because we are in big trouble if we elect Joe Biden as president.
Well, and let's talk about that. We've been talking about a lot of other things, and those are the attention headline grabbers. But at the end of the day, Andy, I think people are going to vote using their pocketbook. So what's going to happen to folks and their bank accounts if Biden gets elected?
Well, according to, you know, there was a report came out of Stanford University and the Hoover Foundation in the last couple of days. So very, very credible organization. That basically said we will have 4.9 million fewer people employed by 2030 and $2.6 trillion less in gross domestic product if we adopt Joe Biden's economic plan. You know, that's a huge, huge hit for the American people. And I would encourage any of your listeners who wonder what Joe Biden's trying to do and whether this will have an effect, because I think a lot of people are just saying, well, it doesn't matter. Who's elected? Well, it does matter. Go to his website. Look what he's proposing. Every proposal he has on the economy, every single one, is more government spending, more government intrusiveness in your life, more government intrusiveness in all American businesses, including small businesses, and more of a government hand in your pocket, taking the dollars out of your pocket to pay for it. He doesn't have one program, not one suggestion as to why small businesses should grow or hire people. Nothing to cut their costs. Nothing like, we're going to reduce your taxes, we're going to cut your regulations, we're going to make energy cheaper, we're going to get fairer trade agreements so you can sell your goods. None of that. Everything in there is more government, more government, more government.
And you know, on the local and the state level, earlier in the show, we had a guy on. He and his family run a big farm that, you know, they have a restaurant and you can go and do the corn mazes and all that kind of stuff. You know, the guy's getting killed out there by these, you know, these face mask ordinances, all that kind of stuff. Finally, he said, you know what? Enough is enough. We're not forcing people to wear something like that in our place of business. If you want to, that's great. But if you don't, you're not going to get yelled at here. But I think people, especially small business owners, and I'm one of them, Andy, we're hanging on by a thread here, and something's got to be done.
Well, I think something will be done after the election. I the Democrats in the media have got everybody so hysterical about this. I don't know if you saw the CDC numbers on survivability that came out a couple of weeks ago, but if you're under 20, your chance of surviving if you get COVID is 99.997%. So kids should be back in school. If you're under 40, it's 99.8%. If you're under 70, it's 99.5%. It's only if you're over 70 that it drops to 94.6%, which is still, you know, a pretty good rate. But you don't want to, people that are at risk, people that are older, people that have underlying health conditions, we should definitely, until we come up with a vaccine, which should be, you know, in a matter of weeks, until we come up with a vaccine, those people should be isolating themselves. They should be taking care. They should be doing things that are protective. But the rest of America should be getting back to work. We didn't lock the economy down because people were going to get sick. If we did that, we'd have to lock it down every year for the flu. We locked down the economy because people were going to die. With better therapeutics and a vaccine on the horizon and survivability way up, it's time to reopen America. I actually wrote a pamphlet. It's called "It's Time to Let America Work Again." You can get it on Amazon. It's about 40, 50 pages, and it goes through the argument. So it is time to reopen.
All right. Now, who would have thought that of all people, Fitty, 50 Cent would be able to help people understand, especially young people, you know, what's really going on here and how these economic policies are so devastating?
Well, he's getting their attention. you know, it is important that people focus on the economy. A lot of people I talk to, Todd, I don't know if you're getting the same thing, but I'll talk to people and they say, yeah, President Trump was a great president. Matter of fact, 56% of people say they're better off. 49% say they agree with Trump on the issues rather than 46% agree with Biden. That's a Gallup poll. But there are still people out there saying, well, but I'm not going to vote for him because he's just not good, not a good person. We don't like him. He's not presidential enough. Maybe he shouldn't be in the Oval Office. I want to tell your listeners, this is a media distortion. Donald Trump is a very good guy. You should be proud to vote for him. He's a very decent human being. And if you don't believe me, watch the video of him being informed of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death. You don't get the media interpretation. There's nobody there shouting questions at him or trying to, you know, change what he says. There's no teleprompters. There's no prepared speech. It's just an obviously moved man being honorable and respectful of somebody who was a political foe. It's the Donald Trump that I think most people who know him know. He's a fighter. There's no doubt about that. But at heart, he's a very decent man, and people should feel good about voting for him, not only for his record, but because he's a good person.
Well said. Andy, hey, we really appreciate you coming on the program today and laying all of that out for us. And ought to be one heck of a debate tomorrow.
Can't wait for it. I think the president's going to do great.
All right. Andy Puzder, ladies and gentlemen, on the Liberty University Newsmaker line, the former boss, Hoss, of great places like Hardee's and Colonel's Jr. It really is about the economy. I mean, it really is. But we really haven't been able to focus on that particular issue. And thank goodness for people like Fitty, who are able to go out there and maybe hit a demographic and target a demographic that Trump or somebody else, you know, Andy Puzder, may not be able to reach out to. But I'm telling you, it is it's tough as a small business owner. And again, there are just people who don't want to work. You know, they are reliant upon the government for their checks. They don't want to put in a hard day's work. They don't want to go out there and make less money working than they're getting from their government check, which is provided by you and me, the American taxpayers. All right, we're going to take a break. We're opening up the phone lines from here till the end of the show today. We have a couple of lines open, 844-747-8868, a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, this story out of San Diego. The San Diego Unified School District announcing plans to abolish the traditional grading system. So when I was growing up, you would get the A, the B, the C, the D, or the F. And if you got the F, sometimes you got the belt at home. You know, I mean, you know, I'm just saying, it was back in the day. Another time in American life. And so anyway, San Diego says, yeah, we're doing away with that. They said that grading system, A, B, C, D, or F, is racist. According to data compiled by the school district, black students receive D or F grades 20% of the time, Hispanic students 23% of the time, while white students received them 7% of the time, and Asian students receive them 6% of the time. Well, that's a little high for Asian students, isn't it? I mean, it's just like, it'd be like 0.5. What grace? Do you have a headache? Why are you're in pain?
Because it makes me mad because I grew up, you know, in a competitive school environment. They're just making it super easy. Like when the pandemic started, they were like, oh, well, now your classes are online and it's either pass or fail. It's not, there's no grades. You don't have to have a grade. And I opted just for the normal grade because I just wanted to finish out. You know, I'd worked hard for my GPA. So I mean, just think people are just pansies.
They're going to, yes, thank you. They are. Good luck. All I can tell you is if you live in San Diego, good luck if you're down at the Walmart and you ask for your change back. I don't think the kids are going to be able to, I don't think they're going to know how to do that. That's tragic.
Fancy new way of doing it now, I hear.
Mm-hmm. Sir, would you just like to give your change to charity? That's what's going to happen. Nobody knows how to give change anymore. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Paula in New Bern, North Carolina. Paula, I love your town. What a beautiful city.
It is a beautiful city.
Paula,
Todd, I just wanted to... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, what is on your lovely mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about President Trump bringing up the Hunter Biden emails on the debate. And frankly, I think he should, but he needs to be very measured and restrained and wait until the subject of national security comes up. And I think it is a national security risk, particularly if Biden does gain the White House. I think it compromises our national security.
You know, it's a fair point, and you know, what a better chance to do that and an opportunity than the national security portion. Clearly, not only is Hunter Biden compromised, but Joe Biden himself is compromised. And the,
Absolutely, Paula,
this scandal is so massive that the mainstream media will have to cover it eventually. Whether or not they get around to it before the election, who knows? But the Democrats are getting scared right now because they don't know where this is going, and they don't like where it's already gone, where it's already been. So let's see how this plays out. But I don't think it's going to be a good day for Joe Biden. Paula, thank you for the call, and thank you for listening to us on the Talk Station. Let's go to Ryan in Morehead City, North Carolina. All right, Ryan, what's your question?
Yeah, it's about Biden's plan to overhaul 401ks that will force some companies to cut back retirement benefits. I hadn't heard much talk about it. I hadn't ever heard any talk about that.
Well, that's a great question, and let's hope this is one that they will address tomorrow. Here's the deal, and this is from MarketWatch, Ryan, but if you are a single person, are you a single person, Ryan?
No.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's follow through with this. If you're a single person with a taxable income below $40,000, or if you are a married couple and your income is around $80,000, they say, now this is what MarketWatch is reporting, that you're going to be getting more retirement savings. But that is contingent upon so many other variables that they do not take into they don't take into consideration here. So and again, this goes back to the bigger issue, the broader issue, Ryan, of the mainstream media ignoring questions about Joe Biden's economic policies. They just don't want to ask those questions.
Yeah, well, that's what I was reading, that it would take some tax breaks from the companies, and they would no longer offer a 401k.
That's right.
To employees. And that, in turn, you wouldn't have employees putting millions and billions of dollars in the stock market, and that's the way of just stalling out the economy, the way I look at it.
I'm telling you, Ryan, we're in a pretty pickle right now with the economy, where it is, and the president still believes we're going to have a V-shaped recovery, and I sure hope we do. But I'm telling you, at least here in Memphis, where we broadcast our show, it's very clear to me that small businesses are suffering greatly over this, and you know, when at the end of the day, These employers who make the contributions to those 401k plans, they got to have the money to make those contributions. I don't think that money's going to be there.
Right.
All right. Well, Ryan, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Carlotta, our good friend from Rhode Island. All right, Carlotta, what's going on?
Hi, sweetie. Three things. I agree with Paula. President Trump has to bring up the Biden situation. I agree with you, not to put too fine a point on it. And Jesse Waters had a brilliant way of doing it. Use the these two words as a dog whistle. Big guy. So every time he can, he just refers to Biden as, hey, big guy.
Oh, I like that. So you just call him big guy.
Big guy. And that's a dog whistle at this point. Most people know what big guy refers to.
All right. So help us out. I got it, Carlotta. That's good. That's very clever. Carlotta, you doing? We got about a minute here. You doing okay? You doing well?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And Carlotta, we always appreciate hearing from you. You always add lots of great joy to our radio program, and we're so glad that you're a part of our team here.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, Carlotta from Rhode Island. I think First Liberty is going to look into update. First Liberty is going to look into the QAnon stuff over at Facebook. So they're reaching out to their people. They've got people over at Facebook. I'm telling you, First Liberty Institute, they're big dogs here, or a big guy, as Carlotta says. Anyway, hey, look, folks, tomorrow, amazing show coming your way. We're going to have all sorts of great analysis of the debate. We're also doing a deep dive on tomorrow's program into the Hunter Biden scandal. This is probably going to take up about an hour of the show just to get you started and to understand exactly what's going on here. We're going to be sorting fact from fiction. I can tell you this, the facts I've already seen are pretty repulsive, about as repulsive as a Zoom call with Jeffrey Toobin. I'm just going to say it's really that bad. Maybe even worse. So that's that. ToddStarnes.com is our website. Also, our free podcast and newsletter. Folks, as we go through the QAnon crackdown on Facebook, I'm telling you, the Facebook or our newsletter and the podcast are vital resources for you so you can escape the Facebook censors, Facebook overlords, and to get yourself a free copy. Today's newsletter going out in just a matter of moments. Our managing editor, Avery Bryson. All right, folks, got to scoot out of here. Have a good one, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Show.